This is Health Radio. Time now for Ask Dr. Da Silva. Here's Dr. Derek Da Silva.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome once again. Great to have you with me. Thank you very, very much for joining me. As always, a pleasure to sit in and spend some time with you as we talk about our health, which we're going to do for the next 1 hour. Noon to 1 Eastern time is when I'm with you. You're tuned to Health Radio at healthradio.net, and let's get right to it today. Folks, how many of you have digestive problems, have digestive issues? How many of you have heard of gluten or gluten sensitivities? Well, Elena Amsterdam is my guest today. She's the author and founder of elenaspantry.com. She joins us on the show to discuss gluten-free diets and some simple, satisfying options to eat a little bit healthier. Elena, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Da Silva. Great to be here with you.
So tell me, first of all, why does somebody write a book on gluten sensitivity?
Well, I was diagnosed with something called celiac disease in 1998, which is an autoimmune disorder that's triggered by eating gluten. So when I was diagnosed, I started cooking separate meals for myself versus my husband. But when one of my children was diagnosed, I really made it my mission to turn all of my favorite traditional recipes into gluten-free classics. So that's how the book came about.
So what symptoms did you have? I mean, what do people need to look for that have a gluten intolerance?
Well, celiac disease is one, which is a form of gluten intolerance, is one of the most underdiagnosed diseases in the world. The World Health Organization actually recommends, because it is such a pervasive disease, that that doctors do mandatory screening for patients by age 6, and actually in several European countries they do mandatory screening. Mm-hmm. The difficulty in diagnosing celiac disease is that the symptoms are so varied. People usually classically think of a person who's emaciated, can't keep on weight, has malabsorption and digestive issues. However, celiac is considered a multi-organ system disease, and so there can be symptoms as widespread and bizarre as depression, aches and pains in the joints, there's celiac neuropathy. So there's all kinds of diseases and of symptoms. Mm-hmm. And the best way to test for celiac disease is a blood panel, or a genetic test is also very good. And any internist or gastroenterologist worth their salt will test if you ask for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people do ask for it. Now, what foods contain gluten classically?
So gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. And so that makes being on a gluten-free diet kind of complicated, because wheat is a basic substance that's found in, you know, it's pervasive in the American diet. So if you're going gluten-free, then you're going to need to give up, you know, basically every processed food that's out there. Who would think that there's gluten in salad dressing, soy sauce, licorice candy? One just wouldn't think that there's gluten in those items.
Yeah, I think gluten is one of those hidden things that is a little bit evasive, that's really out there. So what are the solutions here, Elena?
Well, I wrote the book, The Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook, because I think the best thing to do is to cook your own food. I mean, I think that's a great solution for health, whether you have celiac disease and gluten intolerance or not. My husband doesn't have any health issues, and he loves that I cook all of our food from scratch. So when I wrote this book, I was keeping in mind, and also living the personal experience of being a busy mother with two little children and having a lot going on. So I made really easy recipes with just a few ingredients. My chocolate chip cookie recipe actually has less ingredients in it than the standard Toll House recipe I used to make as a girl growing up. So I developed classic recipes that are very easy to make and with very healthy, high-protein ingredients. Mm-hmm. One of the things that people often do when they go gluten-free is switch over from processed food containing wheat to processed food that's gluten-free. Those foods are very high glycemic. They spike your blood sugar and also very costly. So I find that if people can get their kitchen and pantry set up and take a little time to get the few necessary ingredients, that it actually saves money and it's easier in the end to make your own cookies and cakes. And, of course, in my book, there's also chicken parmesan and quiche and really healthy, high-protein foods.
Mm-hmm. What about practicality here as far as let's be real here. Let's be realistic as far as the working mother who comes home and needs to make something or put something together in a half an hour. Are there recipes in your book to do that?
Yes. Like I would say, for example, the salmon dill burgers in my book have 7 ingredients: salmon, almond flour, eggs, lemon zest, dill, salt, and oil. So a working mother, that's probably 10 minutes of prep time and 10 minutes of cook time. That's fast food, but it's super food, and it's extremely high protein. The cookie recipe, the chocolate chip cookie recipe that I love, that I keep going back to, I and my friends and the students that I have come to my cooking classes, we throw those together in 5 minutes. You mix the wet, do a bowl of wet, bowl of dry, mix them together, put them on the baking sheet, wash your dishes while the cookies are in the oven for 8 minutes, and you're done. Hmm. I think the art of home cooking has been lost in American culture, and it's sad to even call it an art because it's just a skill and a craft, really. It's a matter of just retraining ourselves to set up our kitchen and be able to make something in a few minutes rather than taking those 20 minutes to run out to the pizza shop and bring something back.
Yeah, well, there's no question that people that have culinary talents is really, really an art, and it is a talent. And your book, by the way, is available everywhere. It's published by Random House.
Books are sold. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders. Whole Foods is starting to carry it as well in some of their stores.
What's the biggest issue for people that have gluten? Let me tell you what my biggest issue is. One of the biggest issues that I see as a physician are people who come in and say, I've got all these problems, I've had all of these tests, and the first question I ask them is, have you been tested for a gluten sensitivity? And usually the answer is no.
Right.
Is that typically what you've come across?
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but mainstream American medicine seems hesitant to test for gluten sensitivity. So doctors I know like yourself and other ones here in Boulder where I am are doing a great job of helping those people find out if they're gluten sensitive. So the average diagnosis for gluten sensitivity and celiac can be 9 years. Mm-hmm. 9 years and 5 or 6 different doctors that people go to, and kind of by the end of it, you feel like you're a little bit crazy. Like, mm-hmm. am I just imagining all these symptoms? No, there's something really wrong with you. You know, the gluten, when you have maldigestion, it can affect the chemicals in your brain and can create all kinds of negative symptoms neurologically.
Well, you said
emotionally and neurologically, it's a very serious thing, gluten intolerance and celiac.
Well, you did
disease.
Say that this is an autoimmune disease, so you know the
it
body's
is.
Starting to attack itself.
Yeah.
These are real things, and it's just a myriad of symptoms that people really have out there. Once again, folks, her name is Elena Amsterdam. The book is the Gluten Free Almond Flour Cookbook. What's the deal with almonds? Is that a substitute for
almonds?
For this?
Are amazing because. Well, first of all, let's go back to that home cook matter that you brought up. Almond flour is one flour, so it's very easy to use. It's easier to use than wheat flour. Most gluten-free recipes have 4, 5, or 6 different flours combined with strange things like xanthan gum. So you have ease of use with almond flour. The second thing about almond flour is it tastes amazing. You don't have that weird gritty taste that you get with rice flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is that it's, and my favorite, is it's high protein. So instead of using high glycemic rice flour, which is actually higher in carbohydrates and has less nutrients than wheat flour, you're using a superfood in basic everyday foods in my cookbook.
Right.
Almond flour raises the good cholesterol, lowers the bad cholesterol. It's full of good fats. It satiates people so they won't be as hungry. It's just an amazing food. It's rich in protein also.
Yeah, rich in protein. It's very high in essential fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
It's got lots of antioxidants in it, so it's got all kinds of goodies in there, and I think that's a fantastic idea. What is your favorite recipe in there? I know you mentioned the cookies a couple of times. Is that it?
My favorite recipe actually is the muesli bread.
No.
I love the salmon dill burgers, but I am a big fan of the muesli bread. Though what I've been seeing on my website, ilanaspantry.com, is that people are right now at the holidays loving the chocolate chip scones.
Oh,
people are going crazy over them, and a lot of people have started making them without the chocolate chips, just to have like a little dinner roll. People have a lot of fun. The recipes are very simple, so they're easy to kind of change around and adapt, and people have a lot of fun with them.
And
I love seeing what the readers do.
And they're all on your website, correct?
Well, I have 300 free recipes on my website, and then there's another 99 in the book.
Excellent. Once again, folks, Elena's Pantry, ELANASPantry.com, and the book title is The Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. Elena, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. DeSilva.
Have a great day. Once again, folks, www.ELANASPantry.com. I'm Dr. Derek DeSilva. Stay with us. We've got lots more great information. We'll be back with you in just a bit.